We think of wearing white at a wedding, but how about green?
With the snow still flying and temperatures hovering below freezing, the wedding season is heating up. And one of the trends that's becoming increasingly popular is getting married with environmental sustainability in mind.
Around 100 people showed up recently in the midst of our cold and snowy winter to explore eco-friendly weddings. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz was at the expo as well. She introduces us first to the spirit behind the Sustainably Minded Wedding Expo on Milwaukee's East Side.
When Mary Beth Cresson got married, she instructed her guests not to buy new clothes for the occasion. She bought decorations at thrift and rummage sales, and Cresson says instead of generating loads more to be washed or wasted, each guest was allotted a single drinking glass.
Here's your jar, and we glued fabric on the lid so everyone had like their specialized jar, and we said, you get one jar, you break it, you lose it, you're not going to drink for the night. So everyone cut theirs very
clearly. Cresson says in the end, she achieved her goal. She shared her wedding with the 90 people closest to her, and they created very little waste.
A normal-sized trash can that you see outside of a garage, it was maybe a fourth full, if that. Like, it was really exciting to see that. Even in recycling, we had barely anything. So
when she became facility rental coordinator at the Urban Ecology Center on the city's east side, just above the Milwaukee River, Cresson says she carried an image in her head.
In 1 year of average American weddings total in the United States, the amount of waste that is produced is the same weight as the Empire State Building. And like after I heard that, I was like, whoa. That's a lot. That's so much. Where does it go? Like that just, it blew my mind.
The Urban Ecology Center is dedicated to engaging people of every age in nature and is also a popular wedding venue. The place is teeming with green. No styrofoam or plastic allowed. Every bit of food waste is composted. And Cresson says,
we flush our toilets with rainwater.
That level of green is unattainable for most wedding venues. But Cresson insists, no matter the setting, you can drive down wedding waste. To spread her philosophy, Cresson handpicked 17 eco-minded vendors.
They all have some eco-minded practice that they are doing or trying to do or like working on doing.
They converged at the expo. With live violin music wafting through the air, 100 people checked out the vendors, sipping brandy old fashions and non-alcoholic berry punch. One booth belonged to the Center for Biological Diversity, where Sarah Bailey shared her two cents on stresses that weddings can exert on the environment.
The two biggest components being travel, like where your wedding is and where all your guests are going to have to travel to, and food.
You can calculate the impacts of your projected travel and menu choices by using an online wildlife-friendly wedding guide Bailey's team designed. But her message doesn't end there.
It also goes along with our endangered species condoms.
Yes, Bailey said condoms.
The connection there is, stay with me.
She says the choices humans make, including family planning, impact the planet's health.
It's a way to get people talking about how family planning is good for the planet, because the more people we have on the planet, the less space and resources are left for endangered species. So the condoms, they have funny phrases on them, or the packages do, like, before it gets any hotter, remember the sea otter. And the condoms are vegan and fair trade, so sustainable.
A rose to have a really straight 2-foot-long stem.
Not far away, native flower expert Michaela Rosenthal was holding a workshop. A room full of people wanted to learn about the art of creating sustainable wedding bouquets. Rosenthal flashes images of her favorites on a screen.
10 of my favorites are just here. Black-eyed Susans and brown-eyed Susans. Has anyone ever heard of those before? Yeah, Rudbeckia. Yeah, good. They last for weeks. And many people have them in their very own garden. Okay? Blazing Star, this is sold a lot in the horticulture industry. Usually it's not the native one that's sold.
If you're having a winter wedding, Rosenthal suggested alternatives to flying flowers in from far-flung places.
We actually have some really beautiful options that come from our native landscape. Winterberry has white flowers in the summer months. In the fall, the berries form and turn this brilliant red, and they hold all winter long. They're beautiful additions to bouquets. Don't be afraid to also use conifers. Evergreens are also really beautiful, really striking in the wintertime. why not use our natural green?
Bride-to-be Leslie Peckham was looking for advice. She's getting married next December. Between now and then, she wants to start growing her own flowers and then dry them. Peckham asked Rosenthal,
which flowers are good picks that'll dry nicely and not fall apart? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, dry them, pressing them flat, and keeping them in a cool, dry, and dark area, their colors will last.
Okay.
And then what you can do...
Peckham says she and her fiancé also plan to make fire starters out of pine cones to give to their wedding guests.
I was always sort of a nature-oriented kid. I loved being outside. I loved the natural world. And so doing something that honored that for our day was like just seemed like the right thing to do. Bring our values into the celebration in the ways that we can.
The expo wasn't only about flowers, food, and family. Vendor Cassandra Morello approaches an eco-friendly wedding from a different angle. The beauty expert advocates an animal-friendly and vegan palette. Morello asserts that makeup makes an environmental statement and impacts the planet.
Non-vegan cosmetics would be carmine is a common one. It's crushed beetles that gives that red pigment to a lot of lipstick, blush, whether it's red, purple, or brown. So that's something to look out for. Another thing is lanolin.
It's extracted from sheep's wool.
If you'd like to avoid having, you know, sheep oil on your face, that's a good reason to go cruelty-free, I think.
Nearby, photography team Michelle and Patrick Strom feel so strongly about the impact of what we eat that they were offering couples who plan to serve a vegetarian or vegan menu a substantial discount.
It comes down to environmental reasons, health reasons, ethical reasons. And as wedding photographers and anyone who works in the wedding industry, you will see at the end of the day there's so much food that goes to waste, unfortunately. And if that's all animal, that's just really unfortunate.
Animal products were not off limits one booth away, where Nina Mendez, with a catering company called Tall Guy with a Grill, was serving up dates stuffed with cream cheese wrapped in bacon.
People smell bacon and they come right to our booth, so it works out really nicely.
That doesn't mean the caterer doesn't have an environmental soul. Mendez says they source ingredients locally or as close to local as possible, and the kitchen has a no-waste policy.
If we order too many cucumbers that we don't use, we're going to make pickles. If we have fruit, we're going to make jam, like that sort of thing.
And the food waste problem we've heard so much about, Mendez says not to worry.
We actually collect that at the site, at the venue, and then we bring it back to our shop.
Then Mendez says the waste is composted. David Gackstetter and Tracy Wilcox's wedding is coming up next September. They made their way through the entire expo and seemed at the moment to be teetering on the edge of oversaturation.
Today we were really here for florals and kind of the music scene. So florals, we had a really great talk and learned a lot about what was like in season, out of season, all of the logistics that go into the flower business.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Never even thought about all the transportation and stuff.
Yeah.
So I've been learning a lot, and it's making me feel better now. And
makes you feel better
aware.
Oh, because you're more aware.
Yeah, more aware. Yeah. And now I'm glad that we're not just doing a bunch of waste stuff we're going to throw away at the end of it.
The couple is figuring out how the day of their dreams can create more joy and less waste. For Like Effect, I'm Susan Benz.